اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. What it means is, O Allah, inspire me and guide me. And another one, inspire me and get away from me my own bad intention. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. O Allah, give us a useful knowledge and open the door of provision and give us a cure from all disease. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. O Allah, we seek refuge from you, from all the knowledge is unuseful. And heart has no fear to you, and eye has no tear for you. And from a desire has no limit, and from a prayer is not accepted. Today, inshallah, let's talk about cleansing, and we go step by step. What do you think? Cleansing has two parts: internal cleansing and external cleansing. The majority of people talk about the outer cleansing. For example, when you make wudu, ablution, it's cleansing. It really will cleanse you. Does anybody know why wudu cleanse you? Anybody can tell me? Why when we make wudu, we become pure from our sin? Why? It is the water or the amount of time we do it? Is the obedience. If the water really clean you, maybe 5 times will be better than 3. Or 4 times, or 6 times. It's not the amount of time will cleanse you. It's not how much water you splash will cleanse you. It is the obedience to Allah and His Messenger. For example, when we talk about any topic, remember, I try to give you the basic. Because today in the Ummah we have too many tragedy, too many fashion, too many sect, too many groups, too many understanding, too many ideology. To add to that, our main forest scholar, which Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And all of them, mashallah, we all respect them, and you can follow any one of them in any time. But today, the majority of people said, I follow Imam Abu Hanifa or I follow Imam Shafi'i, but they hardly follow anybody. They do not even have any basic knowledge about any group or any scholar. For me, I consider myself, I just a reminder and inviter to the basic of Islam. After that, you can go and dig and build your own topic the way you want it from the scholar you like. But I will, inshallah, talk about whatever is most important. Now, by this way, ablution is a state of obedience. Why you go make wudu? Why you make ghusl? Because Allah said so, and the Prophet ﷺ teach us so. You understand? Anytime you have a question about what I said, just raise your hand and tell me. By this way, we have. For example, if we make wudu, the fard, the obligation is one. If you are in a desert, or if you are in a boat, you can make ablution, but just by one. Meaning wash your hand once, goggle once, sniff your water once, wash your face once, everything is once, it will be a complete wudu missing the sunnah. What about three? It is a sunnah. Can I make all the time wudu without sunnah? No, you can't. Why? Because we are the follower of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, if you want really to be in a state of obedience, is you try to follow the sunnah the maximum you can. But doesn't mean if I am in a state of or I'm in action or I'm doing wudu and I forget one element. Now, if the one element from sunnah, my wudu is complete, but I'm missing sunnah. But if I forget one of the main element of wudu, meaning obligation, my wudu is wrong. For example, if the water is not clear, or the water has a smell, or changing color, this is the first rule of pure water. But I'm going to go now to a manners which a lot of you do not even ever heard about it, or a few. For example, you go make wudu. Before you make wudu, you have to set intention. Why you get up for? An intention, you do not have to be verbal. It can be internal. Also is, when you open the faucet, you cannot open it too much. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said of the meaning of, when you go make wudu, a shaitan coming in the front of you, keep telling you, open, 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 flush it. Wonder what happened. His name is Walhan. He keep bubble you up to splash water all over. Do you know why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, in a time of using water for ablution or anything, do not abuse water, even if you are in a running river. Because is abusing. And abusing water is an act of shaitan. We will be questioned about it. You see? But before you do ablution in wudu, you should do something else. You should ask yourself, I envy anyone? I'm jealous from anyone? I backbiting anyone? I hurt anyone with my eyes? Or I hurt them with my tongue? Or I hurt them with my action? I hurt them in a seen or unseen? Or I was nasty or not good to my mother or father or my relative. All this, it should be in your heart. Do you know why? Your ablution will not be accepted if you are in a state of major sin. Or in a state of oppressor. Or you are in a state of backbiting and you did not ask somebody to forgive you. Or your mother or your father is not pleased with you. But let me stop in here about mother and father. What about if my mother and father are out of whack? They are Muslim by name, but they do not have nothing about Islam. And they push me in the wrong track. And they upset with me. Is this legitimate in this moment? No. You be kind to them, Obey them for everything, not against Allah and His Messenger. If they advise you of anything against Allah and His Messenger, use wisdom and just get away. And make dua for them. Because this is now is a very common among us. Our parents, they do not know. And sometimes they command us of very, very unusual things, very odd or very evil. What I do? My mother tell me to do. No, no, no. The loyalty to Allah and His Messenger, number one. Not to father and mother. In the time of the companion killing the father and mother in a battlefield. They killing their own mother in a battlefield for Allah. This today a disease. We do not know where is the loyalty. Loyalty to Allah and His Messenger. Somebody talk about bad topic. Truth or not truth. Why I hear it? Why I allow it to be spreading? It doesn't matter if a father and a mother. I have an obligation. The truth is the truth. Right is right according to Allah and His Messenger. By this way, loyalty to Allah and His Messenger. What about if I'm a female and marry? Loyalty to the husband unless he's command you against Allah and His Messenger. Or he will not allow you to exercise Islam. If he allow you to exercise Islam and he's out of whack, make dua for him. And make dua for you. To Allah lead you, because it's a trial. Because you will never really live as a really a family, as a Muslim family. Never. If the husband and wife is not united, what do you expect? And today this is another tragedy. Our family is not a family. We do not have a family. We look like family, but we're not. Because the heart is not united. The aim is not united. The goal is not united. The desire is not united. It doesn't work. Because the children need a unity of idea, a unity of manner, a unity of everything. What's the benefit if the mother said yes and the father said no? Or the father said yes and the mother said no? The kid is confused. And this is a lot in our family to do, what do you call it, family. Is the mother, if she's good, the husband might be, like I said before, out. And he will not value what she's doing. And if the father is good, the mother is out. Do you know what this meaning? A big trial for all of us. To exercise number one patience, making a lot of dua, a lot of cry to Allah. And deal with the other party with wisdom and kindness for Allah. Until Allah open His way. When? We do not know. How? We do not know. Or unless the other party deny you or do not help you to implement Islam in your life. And this, by the way, a big trial. How many of us today, male or female, ready to leave our husband or wife for Allah? We're ready to do that for any desire. But how many of us ready to do it for Allah? But after you exercise patience and make dua and set the role model, set the example and try to educate and invite. You have to exercise all the mean and be patient. If you are honest, he or she, and truthful to Allah, I swear by Allah, Allah will open for you. But when? In the time He wants, in the way He wants. Because for example, if a female go make wudu and her husband is upset with her, or he dislike her of any action, or she disobey him, her salah is not being valid. It will not be accepted. This is why a wife should be always in the state of asking the husband, are you pleased with me? Are you satisfied with me? What about him? He's a good man, he's a piece of shoes, is not your job. Do it for Allah. But you do not obey him in something out of work. What happens if he tell you, you do not do this, and this he asks you for it is not right? Tell him, please, I obey you in what Allah be pleased with me with. But I cannot obey you in things against Allah and His Messenger. Please forgive me, but I have to obey Allah. Very important. How many of us as a female or a maid stand fast for Allah? And if you are a mother or a son or a daughter, you do not make wudu until you ask your mother or father if they pleased with you. And make sure they are always pleased with you. Very important. Day and night, ask them. Seek this word from them. It is your Jannah. It is your paradise. If you have brother and sister, do the same. Make sure they are pleased with you and you're not causing any mischief to no one. Why? Because evolution, we can finish it in 5 minutes. But as many action, if you involve with it, even your own evolution will not be accepted by Allah. You see? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained it to us. Evolution is cleansing. He said of the meaning of, you will find it in many book. Do you see if a man in the front of his door a river, and he's washing himself from in this river 5 times a day, is he have any dirt in his body? They said, no, ya Rasulullah. He said, similar, the 5-time wudu. It cleans a person from his own sins like the water. It cleanses the man from his own dirt. But we have to wake up about something. Not if you are in a state of sins and you do not want to change it. It's big difference between you are committing sins and ask Allah to forgive you and repent and you make wudu, or you intend to stay in this particular situation. I give you example. You have a habit and custom to smoke cigarette. Is a major sin? Is a habit? A Muslim should not have any habit except the habit belong to Allah and His Messenger. By this way, you have the bucket of cigarette in your pocket, or even if you do not have it in your pocket, you have it somewhere. You intend to smoke once you finish, meaning you are in a state of sins and always have intention to sin. A Muslim do not live in a state of sin. A Muslim sins sometime, but he asks Allah to forgive him. And he go back to the state of obedience. Similar, I have to watch the show, please. The time come. Or the game. How many of us addicted to games? Anything go but the game, I have to watch it. It's shirk. It's partner with Allah. And if you die in this state, you die as a non-Muslim. This is a very dangerous topic, but nobody talk about it. Because all your desire, all your love and fear, who going to win? And you said exercise, and you're not exercising. You're exercising your own stupidity. You're losing your time, you're losing your effort, you're losing your heart, you're losing your mind, you're losing everything for shaitan. And your face get red or yellow or whatever, just for a game. It's jahiliyyah, ignorant. And every jahiliyyah in hellfire. Every ignorant in hellfire. Even I said it last week, even if you drink a cup of tea and a cup of coffee, it can be also a state of worship. How? If I come to you 9:15 or 10 o'clock, whatever time, and said, please do this for me. No, I cannot talk to you. I don't have my coffee yet. Leave me alone. Some people, you cannot talk to them until they have their coffee, or they have their tea, or they have their own habit. By this way, what we saying? Any habit, you addicted to it, change your own status and your manner between you and Allah and His Messenger and other, is a state of shirk, a state of partner with Allah. Any habit, any custom has nothing to do with Islam. And today a lot of us is addicted to all kinds. Even if you're addicted to certain food, if you will not eat it, you get upset. It becomes shirk too. You see? Because I am a slave to Allah, I'm not a slave to addiction. By this way, any addiction in Islam to any topic is shirk, is partner with Allah. Be careful with this topic. Similar, I'm addicted to obey my mother under any circumstance. Even if it's against Allah, it's shirk. I'm obeying my father under any circumstance, it's shirk. Because I obey people unless, like my husband or my father or my mother or my grand, unless they are wrong, I cannot obey them. Meaning they doing something or command me to do something against Allah and His Messenger. My loyalty has to be for Allah. This topic is very important. Also is the first stage of the devil come to you and shaitan really take get rid of you is wudu. For example, you start making wudu and all of a sudden in the end of the wudu, I ask you, you have wudu? Huh? I have wudu? I don't remember. Please, you have wudu or you do not have wudu? Oh, maybe I have to go do it again. Why you have to do it again? This you call it waswasa, meaning whisperer for shaitan, to always put you in a state of doubt. This is one of the tricky, cheap way of shaitan to get you doubtful. How you finish it? Get rid of the doubt. If you think for a moment, you have wudu, and something coming to you, maybe you do not have it, said, no, I have wudu. Unless really you believe in yourself, maybe you did something by air or by earth, whatever you want. You understand what I said? Air or earth? Okay? It has many terminology, you know. I'm using Air Force terminology today. Like the example of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu going to Jum'ah. He's going to perform Jum'ah Salah. Him and another companion next to him. In a way going to Jum'ah, one man or one woman, whatever, they was cleaning, boom, they threw a bucket of water from their house. It came in the clothing. The man pulled Umar ibn Khattab and he said, stop it. Let me ask, is the water is dirty or clean? Is anybody familiar with the story? Very beautiful story. Do you know what Umar he said? Hey you, don't answer. Let's go to Jum'ah. Do you know why? If he answer, he will cause doubt. They have to do ghusl again. They lost Jum'ah. You see? Like one man, he was going to make Jum'ah. A man, okay, was slaughtering a chicken in a market. A dot of blood came to his shirt. Oh no, you make me lose my ghusl. I have to make ghusl again. He go to his house, he make ghusl, he get new clothing. By the time he finish, Jum'ah is finished. Can you see? Now, according to Islam, a dot of a chicken blood will not cause any problem. You can wipe it, you can dry it, you can fork it, you can put some water and it's finished. What meaning is, when shaitan put you in a state of doubt and make you worry about all tiny detail and make you lose the obligation. You with me? You sure? Zamir, you with me? MashaAllah. Okay. By this way, we have to try to ablution, do ablution of the heart before we do ablution of the body. By try to be in a state of obedience. Now, how to make wudu? Before how to make wudu, we have to make istinja. Istinja meaning to clean ourselves from the front and the back, male and female. And it has another name for men, istinza or istibra el bol, meaning the cleansing of urine. Okay? And this again, male and female. And hear me correctly, no male or female should have a yellow spot in his underwear. Because once you have a yellow spot in underwear, some problem. Unless with some female, it's different. If you have, what do you call it? Discharge. And this is nothing you can do about it, but is recommended to keep cleaning yourself. Very important. But from urine and from the, what do you call the bowel movement? Whatever you call it, the earthy one, the heavy one. Okay, number two, whatever is expression, is very important to clean yourself very well. And there's a lot of manner. Sister Frida, you have a lot of duty because Sunan Abu Dawood have it. One of the manner is to take your hand like that. Okay? Zamir, I'm not going to punch anyone. No. You take your hand like that, and in the bone, you see the bone of your side? Everybody put his hand toward his bone. You see it? Okay? Now take your hand from the bone going down. Going down is squeezing down toward the front. And you do that 3 times. Really squeeze. While you're sitting. What is for? To squeeze your colon. By this way, you get out extra air or whatever it is. And you get up, you do it again, before you do the final cleaning.
Hold on the left side or right side?
Usually it is the right side. But you can do it right and you can do left. Now also is, when you do that, I promise you, once in a while, at least, especially you eat a lot of chickpeas and all this and paper, as soon or later you will develop gas. Or when you're old, or when you reach 40 or over 40, or if you are overweight, or if you are a female and you get many kids over a short term period of time. Because at the time of delivery, a woman sometimes push so hard. When a woman push so hard many times, the muscle of her behind will be not completely strong. And what happens is when a female grow, every time she do number two or the heavy one, when the muscle close will not close completely. And this why all this sunan is very important. By this way, get up, move a little bit, put your hand squeeze, go down again, clean very well, and after that, when you finish completely, you start with ablution. And again, cleanliness in the bathroom with the left hand. And you do not go to the bathroom with the right hand, or with the right foot. You go with what? Left foot. And you get out with what? Right. The market. How he enters the market? Left. And how he get out? How he leave your house? According to situation. If you going to the market, you leave with left because you're going to the lower. If you're going to the masjid, you go with right. You always according to where you're going. You're going to the mercy of Allah or you're going to destruction. And the Prophet ﷺ said, best places in earth is masajid. The worst place is the market. Okay? And in the bathroom, can we talk? No. Can we mention the name of Allah? No. Okay. If somebody knock, what we do? MashaAllah. Or you make any sound. But can you talk and giggle? Can you take a magazine and keep reading?
No.
No. Why? What's that? No, no. No, because it's shaitan, jinn. We're not supposed to stay there too long. Can I be naked for a long time? No, it's not recommended at all. I should cover myself and be shy and try to do whatever I have to do quick. What else? The sum, not all, of the manner and preparation of wudu. Now I start making wudu. Be careful of what I'm going to do. Because wudu, like anything in Islam, has many scholars and many school of thought and many different. I'm going to go to the basic, which we know. We wash our hand. Can you wash your hand and you have a long nail? Yes or no? No. Your wudu is broken. Can I have wudu and I have a nail polish? No. You see? This why actually I was watching some of the old scholars from India. You know what happened? They always have a small brush. A small tiny brush. Do you know this brush for whom? For the finger. To make sure what the area a tiny bit underneath the nail is completely clean. Why? Any area will not reach the water, the area and the eye, it will be touched by hellfire. And as a Muslim, male or female, part of the cleanses is many things also before ablution. Who can tell me what some of them? Remove the hair. From where? Huh?
Below the private parts.
No, not below the private part.
From the navel, below.
From, what do you call it?
The navel?
Navel? From the navel down, you take most of this hair. Every how long?
40 days.
Every 40 days or according how much you are hairy. Okay? What else? Underneath your arm. What else? Cutting your nails. How long before you cut your nail? What is it? Every week. When the companion used to cut their nail?
Thursday
night. Which is the night of what? Friday. Why? To get rewarded. Because you saw the Prophet do it. How you cut your nails? What's that?
Begin with the right index.
Index? You started with the right index. Why? Because it's the highest elevated finger in your hand. Why? Because it's the one you embrace Shahada with. You see? By this way, if you look, you start with the index and you go to the word right. Because everything in Islam toward right. By this way, starting with this one, you go right, right, right. Can you go back to here? No. You leave it alone and you keep going. Right, 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 right. And this one is the last one. What do you call this?
Thumb.
Thumb. The thumb of the right hand will be the last one. Right index, the one we make shahada with, and we go right, right, right. And we leave the index of the right hand side, and we keep following the rest of them.
The thumb,
I'm sorry. And it was recommended to the nails to be buried. This one of the sunnah. Our hair, believe me, may Allah forgive me, because sometimes I do not do it. I'm telling you, and I'm not doing it, everything I'm saying it. I have to bear witness in the front of Allah, I'm not implementing everything I'm saying. Some of it I try, some of it I used to try according to situation. But if I have more piety, I will really collect my nails and make sure I bury it. Similar to my hair, whatever hair fall down, it should be buried.
Can you keep them for 2-3 weeks and then bury them?
Sure you could. Do you forget? I do not want to go to this topic, but why does he do that? Also for jinn topic. For shayateen. Okay? What else? All this preparation. Can a woman or a female shave her own eyebrow?
No.
No. Can you color your hair with black?
Yes.
No. No, no, no. You can do henna. Henna is brown or reddish. But you cannot darken your hair with black. It's forbidden for men, especially for men. Men or female. Because once they reach older, mashallah, they want to look like young boys, and they have all black, nice hair. No. Actually, any old man tried to cover his white hair, they said he's trying to hide his own wisdom, meaning he's a foolish person. Okay? Because actually, white is a wisdom from Allah, and also is a sign to make us close to the grave. Allah tell us, finished. Your time is up. And we should respect the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, he advised us as men and female also, to reddish your hair, even my beard. Okay? With henna. I do not do that. Not because something, I do not have too much gray. They can do henna. Henna is good and also is good for the hair. Not as a tradition and design. And no, no.
The females.
It's two opinion about it. It's two opinion about it. It's two opinion about it. What happened is, some opinion it said no. And some opinion it said the area where it is not shown to nobody is allowed. But again, any topic is not, or it has many question mark, I avoid it. Why? Because it's too many topic to do, you know, it has too many opinion. And also again, I focus in the area where it's most, you know. By this way, you do not shave a hair from your face. If it's too much to the point, it show up like a man. But if it's tiny, leave it alone. Now this is what? For all this, we're doing preparation and manner of ablution.
One thing more before you move on.
Sure.
Like the females, they have rings and so forth. Some have tight rings that water cannot go between them.
Is recommended to take it out. Yeah. MashaAllah. If you have a ring or something is tight and the water will not reach. Actually, if you look to the pious people, either they take the ring out before wudu or they rotate it. But actually, believe it or not, if we really study the manner of wudu, we'll be crying. Because 99% of the time, we cannot really do wudu the way it should be. Because the moment you wash your hand, the real pious scholar, they said, you should not touch nothing. You should be in a sequence of your own wudu. This is why if you study the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to have a boy or a young man or a young companion drop or, you know, pour for him the water. Why? By this way, once you start wudu, you do not touch nothing until you finish your wudu completely. Because it's one part of the obligation, the sequence. You cannot have one before one. You have to do it in a sequence. Gargle the water. Before you gargle the water, you should be clean your mouth. And it's recommended to use swag. May Allah forgive me. I always, alhamdulillah, use swag lately, I forget. You know? MashaAllah, it's a good one. And swak is for male and female. It's not only for male. And swak before wudu is recommended. Or before salah. Right, Zamir? MashaAllah. You with me? Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbi. What about you, Asad? Alhamdulillah. Anything we forget about manner? Also, you cannot make wudu male or female and you are naked. Or you are like in a state of not covered. Unless you are wudu'ing ghusl, is different. Ghusl is different than wudu. Okay? Now, once you gargle, gargle should reach your throat, is recommended. Like this. And also, Ed, you should use your finger. What do you call it?
Index.
And you do like this. You know? If you do not have a swag. And we know it 3 times. Again, in different condition, you allow to do it 1 time. For example, you have a tiny bit of water, you are in trip, or so cold, or you are in a desert and you have very limited water. Any condition, you have limited water, you have a license to do the fard. The fard is 1 time. The sunnah is 3. Can we do 5? It's good. No, it's not. No. Once you exceeded 3, your wudu is out. Because you exceeded the sunnah. Unless you have a problem like, for example, washing your mouth and you find bleeding or stuff like that, it's recommended to really wash it good. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. يهديكم الله ويصلح بالك. You wash completely and what you do? You start from the beginning.
Again.
Yes, why? For one reason. Because again, following the sunnah and implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah is the obedience. It will not really clean you physically. Wake up. No. Sure, part of it will clean you physically. But what Allah meant not clean you physically? What Allah meant, He clean you completely, spiritually. He forgive your sin. He purify you. You become written in the kingdom of Allah as pure person. Have ablution. Why? Because you are in a state of obedience. Not because you like it. Not because I do it 5 or 7. No. 3, 3, 1, 1. Okay, inshallah. Same thing with nose. And the nose, you take with the right and you let it go with the left. And it's recommended to reach the bone of the nose. is recommended to reach the nose, the bone of the nose. Okay? Especially in Fajr time to clean whatever shaitan went inside. The face, again, with two hands. Sometimes you see a person do like this. No, it's recommended. You take the water and you make masah. You do not take water. Psh! And you do, you're not doing masah, you're doing mess. You know, masah meaning, you know, wipe. But mess when you're messing all over. Because a Muslim is neat and clean. You do not dirty all over and wet all over. And you take a small amount of water according to your need. Again, the pious people, you know what they do? They take a jar according to the amount the Prophet used to use and fill it up and close the faucet and that's it. They do a complete ablution or complete ghusl with the same amount. By this way, they are in a state of obedience. Be careful of opening the faucet too much. It's a state of shaitan is getting you. Okay? And in during wudu is not recommended to talk. You start, you set the intention, and it's recommended to be in a state of obedience. You do not somebody passing by give you a joke, ha 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 ha, and you give him the joke back. Some scholar said, laughing loud, break your wudu. Looking in the sin, break your wudu. How you break it? Not break it from fiqh point of view, break it from taqwa and fear of Allah. By this way, washing your face, you wash like this, and the water has to reach from manbat al-ra'as. Manbat al-ra'as is the beginning of the hair of the forehead to the lower of the chin. And the side of the ear and the other side. Okay? And when you wash your hand toward the elbow. Make sure you go a little bit above the elbow to purify yourself in the day of judgment. Don't coming toward here and make it sloppy and wonder what happened. You can leave some area of the elbow dry and you are in trouble. By this way, the way you wash your hand, your arm, is you take the water like this, you make it like a spoon, and you let it go down, and with the left hand you go like this, and like this. You see it? And this is called takhleel. When the end of the mask, you go like this, between the finger. Okay? Three times. After that, the hair is masah. Masah meaning just wipe. And some, especially in Hanafi madhab, is like this, and you go towards the back, and coming with the ear, and this you call it masah and one ear in one time. Because actually masah is hair is two report. One is three and one is one and both of them is good. Okay? And the ear is three. And the ear is like this. You know? And behind the neck is, like I tell you, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, this is like this, you know.
Once, twice, or
thrice. Yes, correct. Exactly what you did. What's that? The head is one, the ear is three, or the head is three, and the ear is three, both of them is good. According to different school of thought. Yes.
You can do three.
This mess, according to some scholar, once is enough. Not three. By this way, either you do mess of the neck once, or three. Again, this small detail, according to different school of thought, I leave it blank.
You gotta do it once.
Okay? Do it once or do it three. Put it this way. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you if you do three? No. But don't make it obligation. Okay? And the feet, you go from toes to ankle and wipe toward the front. And some of the manner, it should be using the left hand. Sometimes you're stuck and you're standing here in the bathroom somewhere and you have the sink so tight, you have to use the right hand, otherwise you fall down. Can I do that? Is manner again. Is not an obligation. Manner is something recommended. Most likely the Prophet ﷺ, he used to do it. Okay? But doesn't break the wudu. Any topic it has a dispute or have different opinion, don't worry about it. Take whatever opinion you believe about it or whatever school of thought you follow and that's it, no big deal. Okay? But do not exceed and do not decrease. Do not come up with your own whatever. Before I forget something very important, before we do, you should start with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Very important, always Basmalah before anything. And in the end, when we finish, you said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin, waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin, and also another dua, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. These three major dua is recommended. By this way, shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Oh Allah, make me among those who are pure and among those who have tawbah. Okay? And what else? And subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, which is the same dua for kafaratul majlis when you finish any meeting. Okay? Now the wudu is done. Okay? Now there's a lot of topic about wudu in detail about different situation. And when a woman is having her period and after period and ghusl and all this, you can go to a book and talk about it and study it. What else? Anything, anybody think it can be benefit about wudu?
Can you talk about what modifies wudu?
What's that? Things you can break wudu. Bleeding. And bleeding according to different school of thought, how much bleeding. For example, I make wudu and I have a bimble. I break my bimble. Can it break my wudu? This is according to how big the bimble is and how much dirty your body. If it's a tiny, tiny bimble, not a big deal. If it's a bimble with a lot of things, no, it's recommended to wash it and have ablution again. Similar, you make wudu, you go in the kitchen, you do something, you cut your knife, you cut your finger. How is a finger been cut? Is a very tiny and couple of drop, or blood until it really fulfill your hand? According to different school of thought. I believe in something. All this topic, according also to situation. For example, you have a tiny cut, you have to make salah, go. And you have a congregation. Or you have time, and you have no problem, you have no physical problem, you have no water problem, wash your hand, take care about your finger, and make wudu. You make a tiny cut, and the cut has to be covered. And if I wet my finger, I can be sick. Don't wet it. No big deal. And you remind me about a very beautiful story to explain it to you. Mini story. To show you how much Islam is so simple. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he was sitting when three people was coming from a battlefield or from the trip, and they reported, "O Prophet of Allah, so and so died." He said, "No, he didn't die. You kill him. You are a killer and Allah will ask you to receive judgment. You kill your brother." He said, Ya Rasulullah, we didn't do it. What happened is you were in a group. This man, this companion, he was wounded. And the wound in the head. He wake up in the morning. He ready to make wudu. With manner, he went to the responsible person of the group, the Amir of the group. He said, what do you think? Make complete ghusl or complete wudu? Or make wudu without wetting the area is having injury and bleeding? He said, no, make complete wudu. He make complete wudu, his wound get dirty, he died. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he considers the one he ask and he give fatwa to this man, he's a killer. And everyone is a partner in his killing because of bad judgment. You see? By this way, be careful of giving someone something, burden him. Especially today. I give you another example. One time the Prophet ﷺ in Salatul Fajr, Salatul Subh, the early morning, when after prayer, because the Prophet he used to know, Allah give him the knowledge of knowing many things he cannot see, but he know it. He said, come here, so and so. What you did? He said, do you know Ya Rasulullah? He said, yes, I know. He said, how come you pray behind me without wudu? He prayed behind the Prophet without even having ghusl. Meaning he slept with his wife at night and he get up and he goes straight to the masjid without making ghusl. And he prayed behind the Prophet. He said, what happened? This true story, I'm going to give it to you. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I wake up late and it was so cold. And if I start boiling the water, it will take time. And I will lose my salah. I said, I love to make salah with you, and Allah is so merciful. I come. Do you know what the Prophet said? He smiled and he didn't say nothing. He didn't tell him, your wudu is gone, you have no wudu, you have been cursed. No. He smiled and left him go. Another report by another man did the same identical thing. He said, why? Why you pray behind me without ghusl? And you are junub, dirty, after having intercourse with your wife. You know what he said? He said, Ya Rasulullah, it's so cold, and if I wash myself with cold water, I might get sick and die. And if I wash it with warm water, it will take me time, and I never make it. I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He do not want me to make salah and die. I came. Again, he smiled, and he didn't say nothing, and he left. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled, and he did not give any comment, meaning mercy. Because the Prophet is a mercy to mankind. He did not tell him, your salah is wrong, you have to make ghusl, you have to repeat your salah, you know, what is school of thought, no. He smiled and he left. Is the Prophet, he leave him with a wrong salah? No. Doesn't mean I become so lazy and making all kind of excuse. No. But if some situation happen and I make a mistake, don't make big fuss over the mistake of other. Be mercy. This teach us how much. And you remember when I first came in here, the story about the one who fought in the army. You know? You love this, huh? Zarida, you remember it? She was not here. And she has a problem last week. We should give her this. Maybe she like it. And she learned from it.
Shamiza was
here. What's that? Yeah, Shamiza. Okay. Okay, what happened is one time in the battlefield, the army ready to fight. But before fighting, they went to make wudu and they are standing up, the whole army to make salah. And just the imam going to said, Allahu Akbar. And before he said it, he heard behind him, Zamir did it? You sure? What about you, Asad? You know what he did? The Imam, he turned around and he said, whoever did this, get up, get out and make wudu. The man was shy. He will get up in front of everybody. He kept quiet. Please, whoever did this, get out and make wudu. Nobody do it. One of the companions was present. You know what he said? He went to the Imam and he took him aside. He said, Imam, the person will not come out. And if you make salah now, you make him make sin. Because you push him to make salah in a state of no wudu. He said, what do you want me to do? He said, call the army to refresh their wudu. By this way, nobody will be shy. He said, okay, we delay salah, everybody go make wudu. What does teach us? Wisdom. Wisdom. Imagine a whole army go to refresh the wudu in a river and come back because one person. You see, we have to learn. We have to learn. Right, Zamir? You didn't do it, right? Alhamdulillah. You are a good boy. Good boy or good man?
Yeah, good man.
MashaAllah. Now this is some of the manner of wudu. Also is in the early days, okay, like Zainul Abidin, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, or the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, both of them, when they make wudu, do you know what happened to them? The face get yellowish and they fade and they go unconscious. And when they ask him, why? They said, do you know who we're going to meet? We prepare for the meeting of the owner of the whole earth. And this is why, according to the state of wudu, and really the anxious and the reality of your wudu inside your heart, your salah will be. Look at this. And I said it before, some of the early people, when a man coming to marry their daughter, the man will take the man to watch the man how he get to make wudu. If the young man know how to make wudu properly, with complete manner, meaning he make good salah. If he make good salah, meaning he have good deen. If he have good deen, he has good manner. If he has good manner, he will take care about my daughter. You see how they do it? Not how much you have, what degree you do, what kind of car you have, it has Michelin or Goodyear. No. They're asking about wudu. And they look to the manner of the person. Asad, what are you doing? What kind of Asad you are? Be nice, Asad, okay? Don't belay in his shirt. Okay? MashaAllah. Zamir, you with me? MashaAllah. Once I finish, you're going to repeat everything I said. Okay? And Asad is going to translate by Arabic. Okay? MashaAllah. Yes, you're going to do inshaAllah. Yes, Zamir? You're going to do it? Yes, inshallah. Okay. Be ready, inshallah. This is some of the preparation and the main manner of wudu. What about me if I'm a female and it's summertime? Can I have wudu and go running with a t-shirt and a shirt? Brother Muhammad say no. What do you think? What's that?
He's right.
He's right. I should be covered according to my ihram. Meaning we should cover as soon as possible. If I even alone and I'm not dressing properly, most likely I should refresh my wudu. Again, all this manner, very important manner to teach us to be really humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any question about wudu? Woman making wudu together. Woman making wudu together, she should be careful not to show up some of the area which it is forbidden. Which from where to where? Anyone know? Anyone know?
A woman's
the hand and the feet. Or if they are close woman to you. You see, a scholar has many dispute about that. If the woman is a pious woman, and she has a really good Islam, she follows a sunnah, okay, most likely even she will not look at you. If you are making wudu in a place where is a woman, very weak Muslim, or new Muslim, or you know, Muslim and maybe another, maybe a relative or something. No, you should be completely in a state of your hijab.
You said feet and hands. Is feet included?
Or what do you mean?
You mentioned feet.
Don't forget, how are you going to make wudu? You're going to make it in a private area. Or you can really avoid if somebody you do not feel comfort with. Okay? I want all this small detail to be according to your own piety. I do not want to put it as something is must. Because today, the majority of us is out. The body is completely out all over. And you're talking about this now?
Sister Frederick, can I ask you, when you mention about making wudu, female, or female and male?
No, female in the mosque, in the bathroom, and
no. Any question, any concern about wudu? Ghusl is easy. Ghusl from janaba. When you have intercourse with your husband or your wife, you go to the bathroom, you clean your private area with soap and water or with water, whatever it is available. And after that, you make a complete wudu, regular wudu. And you end up with wudu, with washing the right hand side, and the left hand side with water. Finished, ghusl. This is a basic ghusl. The difference between different school of thought, how many times? Some be said, one time, three times. Do whatever you want. Today we really do it even hundreds of times, because by the time we wash, we have hundreds of gallons already abused. May Allah save us. Try to do it fast. You know?
Is there any other kind of purification that a woman should do after her menses?
Is any kind of purification after a woman do her menses? According to some report, is women in the old days used to get a cotton things and wet it with water and insert it and do a little bit of cleaning. Okay? And this, if you are fasting, you cannot engage with it. But don't forget, if you are fasting, you mean you are clean. But this is something you do before the beginning. Today, this topic, you can talk about it in private according to the individual need and situation. And whatever Allah give you knowledge, you pass it on. But you have to be sure it is right. Any question, any concern about wudu? What happened? Finished? No question about wudu? And again, the moment you finish wudu, you are in a state of obedience, Allah cleans you. You should respect your wudu by not trying to engage in any sins. For example, I finish my wudu, somebody coming, you heard? She get married and she have kids. We not sure what happening. And all of a sudden, you have many topic you engaging with, which is biting and namima. What happened to your wudu? No, it's kind of from wudu, you have wudu. But from sin, you fulfill your sin. You are full of sin. Now you're going to salah. How, what kind of salah? You should make istighfar, make tawbah, and make wudu. Not because of obligation. It's good to enter salah with pure heart, pure everything. What is that fist?
Suddenly, your password.
Password.
Yes, but you're making dua. Is it obligatory that you have to stop?
Okay, one moment. You make salah, yeah. You finish your salah, yeah. You're doing your adhkar, yeah. You're making dua, and all of a sudden, you lost wudu.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened. Continue making salah. Or make, no, I'm sorry. Continue making your dua. And this reminds me by a very important topic. I told you about it in the past. If you are in a state of wudu, there's a question now. Okay? I want only the new people to answer, not the old people. Especially you and Sister Shrida out of the question. Yes, old. Now, if somebody pass wind after he make wudu, what he should do, he or she? What's that? Do it again. Do wudu, just wudu like that, or do anything else before wudu? Say it again. Okay, it is wudu. Wudu. But before you do, I do not ask you.
No, you mentioned the
two. I mentioned the new people. You are new? He's like parsley. He involved in everything.
Dad, you're not young, you're old.
Now, you know, in Italy, okay, in Italian food, parsley is everywhere. About this way, when somebody put his nose something, he said, you are like parsley? In every topic? Please, okay? Now, a person, male or female, pass wind. What you going to do? You going to make wudu? Or you going to make something before wudu? Like what? MashaAllah. What do you call that? Istinja. Why? Why you have to make istinja or recommend it highly to make istinja after you pass wind? Why? Which a lot of people do not know. Why?
Anybody?
No. Why? Because passing wind can be dry or can be wet. Meaning, you can have something coming out. Anything come out with the wind, meaning you have to clean yourself before you start wudu. Okay? And this remind me also with something. Can you urinate male or female standing?
No.
Is recommended what? Sit down, and is highly unrecommended standing, unless you are really in a desperate situation somewhere.
Highly recommend standing?
No, highly recommended sit down, and make sure you're not splashing all over and you dirty yourself. This is another thing, because what happened is, if you do not know how to urinate, you will really dirty yourself. Because you can go with force and splash all over in your body and your clothes, and you're washing only the private part, and you forget your legs and everything is all over. And before you know it, you are dirty. And you think you really clean yourself, and you are dirty. By this way, is very many manner about how to urinate female and male, and how to wash yourself. Very important to wash yourself to make sure you are clean. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, when he went to Isra and Mi'raj, I saw the majority of my ummah are tutchar in the grave, not for a major sin, but by two sins. Anybody remember that? Urination and backbiting and tongue. By this way, if I'm a Muslim and I believe in Allah and His Messenger, well, do you know what I should do? I should worry too much about my cleanliness, and I should worry about too much about my tongue and my ear, how I involve them with and with whom I involve with. And it should not be involved except for Allah only. Anybody talk about somebody, I do not want to hear it. Because the one who hears, he gets double sin. Because nobody can tell you a story unless he gets an ear. If somebody can tell you, oh, you heard such and such, and you say, excuse me, I do not want to hear it. Find another devil, you can pass it to him. I'm serious. If we stop that, we stop the person from the beginning. But we find out, oh, I heard it, so and so tell me about it, and so tell me about it. And all of them, mashallah, pious, but who allow you and who give you authority to listen from the first place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said it. إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. If a fasiq, Allah calls the person who coming with the news a fasiq. He coming with the news, don't hear them and don't listen until you make certain of the news. Before you're hurting someone and you're oppressing someone with unknown, and you become an oppressor and you become zalim. Be careful with that. This can destroy your salah. Because imagine, you can be going to salah and somebody crying and asking Allah to destroy you. What kind of salah do you have? Because in any given time, any one of us either going to salah and people love him and make dua for him, or people hit him and, oh Allah, take him, ya Allah, take him, destroy him. What kind of salah are you going to go when people is cursing you and call you of what you're doing and your mischief you're doing by your tongue or action? Be careful with that. If anybody do anything to you, it's their business, but do not imitate them. Our teacher is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gives him good deed. Right, Azamir? Inshallah. Any question, any concern about wudu? Also about food. Believe it or not, most of our food is against sunnah. Because we eat too much bees or beans? The one that give you a lot of bees? Peter. Okay, bees. Okay. You guys eating a lot of peas, even Arabic people too. Like chickpeas, fava beans, and all these beans and bees. Okay, and dal. And all of a sudden you find, mashallah, is all over, nice and warm, from all kind of, what do you call it, passing wind, you know, warm wind, you name it. Now, according to the Prophet ﷺ, he did not eat too much of that. And the early pious people do not do that, because he said, it breaks the wudu very often, and it makes the head heavy, and make me do not worship Allah a lot. Because if I break my wudu a lot, meaning I have to fresh my wudu a lot, meaning I'm losing a lot of time, and a lot of this, it needs a lot of digesting time in the stomach and the colon, meaning I have to sleep more.
Can I ask you a question? As we are wudu. With excluding salah, right? Do we need wudu to do any other things?
MashaAllah. If we take salah out of the picture, is wudu is needed for anything? The Prophet ﷺ, when he went to Isra and Mi'raj, he came down and he said, who was following me in paradise? And nobody talked. He said, oh Bilal, what are you doing when you go to the bathroom? When you go to finish what you have to do? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I never go to do something, meaning urinate or do number two, unless I make wudu and make two rak'ah to Allah. He said, I saw and I heard your footsteps in paradise. Because if you do that, Allah created an angel. Keep walking until you break your wudu again. By this way, being in a state of wudu, number one, is a savior. It's like you castling yourself by an army of angels. You are in a state of obedience, a state of awareness. Your dhikr, everything is more quality, more toward Allah. It shows you the habit of who you are. Because if you look at the manner of reading Quran, learning, doing anything for Allah, anything you do in a state of wudu is rewarded. Every time you are in a state of wudu, you are more closer to Allah. We do not know the value of wudu, the real wudu. But if you really are having wudu, you should worry about how you look, where you look, what you hear, what you hear, what topic you engage with, what you're talking about, what you're even thinking about. Like one person, I remember he asked me a very simple question, it can benefit you. He said, if I go to the mall and I have wudu, and I come back and nothing happened, is I still have my wudu? I said to him, from technical point of view, do you have wudu? But in the mall, you will hear music, you might look to female or a male, you might watch something you do not like, you might engage in sins by many, many thought and thinking. I tell him, either you go and you have physical wudu and your heart is dirty and you have a lot of shayateen. You see, we do not understand the depth of wudu. Once you are cleansing yourself and you are in a state of obedience, who are with you? Angel or shayateen? Angel or shayateen? Angel. Now, you want to go to Salah with angel or you want to go to Salah with shayateen? And this was the early people. They used to make wudu and refuse to talk until they finish Salah. By this way, from wudu to dhikr to preparation of Salah to Salah. Why? They want to have a complete pure heart to Allah. You see? But today we do not value that. We do not understand. Who going to carry my salah? Angel. Imagine if the angel coming and look at me and find me I'm dirty all over. You think he will be standing next to me? Or in the front of me? Out. You are dirty. You are a sinner. Look at the wisdom behind wudu as a preparation to meet Allah. You see, today we're talking about the outer part of wudu, but we do not understand the meaning of wudu. And this is what we're talking about now. This is why, like I tell you, the early scholars said, if you laugh loud, you should make wudu. Do you know why? Anybody tell me why? Because if you laugh loud, they consider you have a dead heart. And if your dead heart is dead, meaning you're full of shayateen, you should clean yourself. Because if you're really close to Allah, you will not be in a state of laughing like that. What I'm trying to tell you now is the meaning and understanding and the depth and the manner of wudu. All this you can read it in 2-3 pages in any topic about wudu, about the physical part. What about thinking about who you're going to make wudu to meet? Why are you making wudu in the first place? What is your intention for salah? What is salah? A meeting between you and Allah. Who are you going to meet? Imagine when you meet a manager or you meet somebody to give you 2% raise or something, how are you going to prepare yourself? And you make all kind of projects and things to make him pleased. What about us? In the early days, people used to be doing many good deeds before wudu and after wudu as a closeness to Allah. You see how it go? Any question about wudu? No. No, you do not have to stand next to each other. Any question about wudu, ablution, or ghusl? Ghusl, you have it, and also it's too many kind of ghusl, but I do not want to go through it. Ghusl from intercourse with a wife or a husband. Ghusl when a person or a female having her menses. Ghusl when having nifas after delivery. Ghusl if the person really get dirty of something. You have the ghusl of a dog, which is 6 times by water, once with dust or sand. And believe it or not, you have ghusl and wudu from major sin to make tawbah, which a lot of people do not talk about it today. And also you have ghusl to embrace Islam. And if you commit something can lead you out of Islam, is recommended to make ghusl again and embrace Islam again loudly in the front of some people and make tawbah of what you used to do. For example, a female marrying a Hindu or a female marrying a Christian, she's out of Islam. It's not a major sin. It's a major sin, but her a rejecter of Islam. Some people read it in different books and said she's a fasiq. But fasiq is two kind of fasiq. Some fusuq make you in a state of major sin. And some fusuq make you in a state of major sin and get you out of Islam. This one of them, to put you out of Islam, with all the majority of scholars agree about it, there's no doubt about it. Why? Because she intend and she's still doing it. Because if you do an action which it put you out of Islam and you repent and you go back, it's fine. But if you're doing it with a state you're going to have it for the whole of your life, and this person has no ghusl, has no janazah, has no any Islamic barrier, and the person would die as a non-Muslim, according to Sharia, not according to me, male or female, because they disobey Allah completely in one of His rules. And they disobey Him with contentment, meaning with all their faith. Unless the person repent. And repent meaning leave this, because the marriage is off, is no such marriage. I see in your community, people plot and plan against Islam. And the person come, and you sit to the person, just say the kalima. Say the kalima, it will not make you a Muslim. It has to be with meaning. and convention, and I have to give you complete da'wah and understand what it means, and you have to do it for Allah, not to the person. But again, this goes to sincerity of the person, the sincerity of those who call themselves imam. They have a big problem in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. And even the parents, they have a big problem. And any male or female do that. You cannot eat their food, you cannot visit them, you cannot have any relationship with them. They are a rejecter of Allah. Unless you give them da'wah and you start educating them and you bring them toward Allah. Any question, any concern? Okay, I think it's enough for ghusl and wudu for the time being. Doesn't mean I cover everything. I cover whatever Allah allow me to cover. Because all this topic, you will have many things and many tiny detail. You can find the detail in Sunan Abu Dawood and Shama'il al-Tirmidhi and Sunan al-Tirmidhi. This is where they have all the manner located. You will find it there. You can also find it in Riyadu Salihin, and you can find it in Mushkat al-Masabih. All this tiny small detail and Sunan is recommended, highly recommended to read it and educate your family about it. Okay, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله كل خير.